I want you to imagine that you're staying over at your bait dad's place. You know, you're just staying over for the night, maybe tomorrow too. And you're just so excited to be with him. You're so excited to spend some time with him. But you're just stuck at home for now, waiting for him to come home from work. And you haven't really had sex with your bait daddy, but you were getting to where it was about time. You were getting to where you were ready to take the plunge and let him top you, or you top him, or anything at this point. You were just ready to take the first step into making this relationship more physical. And so, when your bait daddy texts you that he's about to come home and he expects the place to be clean, you realize that you spent the whole day just pleasuring yourself to the thought of your bait daddy. And so when your daddy comes home from work, you're smiling from cheek to cheek, ready to go to the mall with him, go out to a bar, go hang out, do something. But he doesn't seem up to the task. He seems really tired from work, you know, still in his uniform, and so he's just ready to relax. He just wants to come home and unwind, not do anything, not think, just relax, which is a little bit disappointing to you. But after all, your daddy is older than you. He is more susceptible to being tired and fatigued, and he's just in the point of his life where men just tend to want to relax more. And so when you start talking about going out and going to a new restaurant or trying something new, you know, he's not really having it. He just wants to kick back and veg out, watch some football, and relax for the next 2 days. But the more that he relaxes, the more masculine that he looks. Your bait daddy is closer to the bear, if anything. Even relaxed, he just exudes so much confidence, just raw, condensed, masculine energy, dripping from every pore, without him even trying to puff himself up or look like a big old man, which just makes you pester him even more. You just keep asking him if he wants to go out because you just want to be seen with this big masculine daddy. But he gets fed up, and so he starts to do what he always does, what always kills the night, what always gets you to leave him alone, and that's take off his work shoes. And he sits back and just relaxes, putting his hands up behind his head, and he says, "Why don't you give me a foot massage, boy? If you do a good enough job, then maybe I'll consider going out. But right now, Daddy's just tired." And like always, your crotch begins to stir. Your daddy always pulls this trick on you every single time you come to visit. He always promises to take you out, promises to do other things. But like always, he gets you exactly where he wants you, exactly where he needs you. You just find yourself automatically moving to the base of his recliner as he kicks back the seat and just relaxes. You can tell that your daddy worked hard today, harder than usual, because his feet, even when covered with that sock, it's stinking up the room. At this point, the whole house just smells like your daddy's hard-working feet, and he hasn't even taken off the socks yet. It's just from the smell that's just wafting out of daddy's work shoes. And you look up at your daddy, mostly to just see what he's thinking, to see what his headspace is, to see maybe if he already changed his mind. But he just looks back at you and gives you that lazy, lazy smile, the one that's just so masculine, so manly, but it makes you feel so emasculated. Your daddy is just such a man's man, hardworking and powerful. And you're just looking up at your daddy from his smelly, smelly feet. And he just stares back at you, waiting for you to do what he asked. His gaze is just so stern and so serious. You know that his expression won't change until you do what he says. And so you raise your shaking, horny hands up. to his nice, powerful feet, and you start rubbing them. Your daddy just has the biggest feet that you've ever seen. Sure, there were some men who were gifted, well endowed in the foot department, but your daddy was leagues above all of them. His feet are just incredibly huge, twice the size of yours. His shoes had to be custom made just to support his big, strong, masculine feet. As you begin to rub his feet, your hands are already starting to tire because his feet are just so muscular. And without even realizing it, your mouth is just open, jaw dropped, just staring at his beautiful, beautiful feet. That smell just getting inside your mouth and your nose. And you just slowly just start removing the sock, the sweaty, sweaty sock off of your daddy's feet. The entire time, your daddy is just staring at the football game, watching all the recaps, watching to see if his team has won. Not even paying attention as you take off both of his socks and your own shirt. Your mouth just still open, drooling as you stare at his beautiful feet in front of you. Looking at the soles of his feet, seeing how they're just so relaxed. More relaxed than you are. And that just makes you want to relax more. As you try to help your daddy relax, you take off your pants and your underwear, just tossing them aside, and you're just completely naked at your daddy's big feet, and your daddy doesn't even care. He's too busy relaxing. He's too busy just tuning out the world and just letting you be his little foot massager. Daddy's just so masculine and so domineering that it only took him just taking off his shoes to turn you from his little bratty boy into his little foot baiter. You're just pleasuring yourself with one hand as you massage your daddy's feet with the other and then switching hands again, and pretty soon your own penis just starts to smell like your daddy's feet. Just as everything in the house does. Daddy's entire place just smells like his feet all the time. No amount of air fresheners or soap or cologne will ever change that fact. And you know it. You know it deep down. You just smell like daddy's feet all over now. As you continue to massage it, you just notice that your daddy's even more relaxed than usual. He's even more distracted, just pulling out a newspaper and just flipping through it as you just slowly just put your face right up to his feet, just inserting your nose in between his big toe and his long toe and just sniffing, taking a really big sniff of his smelly, massive feet, just inhaling all of that masculine energy. That energy isn't even a fraction of the amount of manly energy that your daddy exudes on an hourly basis. You sniff again, and that masculine smell just overwhelms your bater boy body. It's just too manly for your system as it pours out of you. You just can't help but goon, making your daddy chuckle as he hears his masculine energy just entering your body and leaving, making you make the weirdest, silliest sounds as you feel your body just become more masculine. The more that you rub your daddy's big feet, the more you suck on his toes and lick in between each one, the more masculine you feel your body becoming, the more masculine you feel yourself becoming. And you just sit back on your heels and you masturbate while you pleasure your daddy. Even when he gets up to go get a drink or to go eat dinner, you're just crawling after him, his little boy, just crawling on all fours and just sucking his toes, licking them clean, as he just sits back and relaxes, his silly little bater boy just gooning, just completely enamored by his daddy's big feet and his daddy's big macho demeanor. Your daddy just takes off his work clothes and now he's just in his underwear, his briefs, his cleanest pair, but yet still the ones with all those really big stains on them, the ones you really want to smell. But whenever you crawl up past your daddy's feet, past his ankles, and you get to his calves, that's when daddy starts to push you back a little bit, putting you back in your place as a little bater boy, just putting you back at daddy's feet, never letting you get past his kneecaps. And you've asked your daddy a million times, and you're gonna ask again and again if you can go crawl up in between daddy's legs where the sun don't shine, and just take a sniff, take a whiff, and your daddy just says what he always does. Maybe when you're a little bit older, maybe when you learn to stop gooning, and when you're more of a man, then you can sniff daddy's crotch, which just causes you to goon even harder and worship your daddy's feet even more, just proving his point that you're not ready for real sex. You're not manly enough to handle it. Just stuck all weekend just worshiping daddy's feet. Even as daddy goes to bed, you stay up late, past your bedtime, crawl under the covers, and just lay there at daddy's feet, just licking daddy's feet, rubbing daddy's feet, playing with daddy's hairy toes, just stuck there all night, even after you climax again and again. You're just daddy's little foot boy. You just stay up all night, worshiping daddy's toes, until he gets up, getting ready to go for work. You quickly just take your little bater boy penis and you just quickly just stroke out a load onto daddy's feet as he puts them into his socks, as he puts them into his big work shoes. Your boy load just making daddy's feet even stronger for next time, even more powerful. As you just watch him go away, your body just so tired from worshiping his feet all night that you just get into bed, relax, thinking about daddy. As you drift off to sleep, your body just becoming more manly, as you just hope that this time, this next time that you wake up and daddy comes home, that he'll be ready to go even further than last time. But week after week of staying at daddy's place, you just remain as daddy's little foot worshiper.